First District U.S. Representative Martin Heinrich says putting environmental conservation at odds with economic progress is a mistake. He says they can go hand in hand. Federal money from offshore oil and gas leases has historically been used to help protect pristine natural places. And Heinrich says the Land and Water Conservation Fund, created with those lease dollars, is what will help preserve the former Price's Dairy Farm in the Middle Rio Grande Valley.
When I fly into Albuquerque, it sticks out. It's just this huge, 570 acres of undeveloped land right next to the river, and that's become a really rare thing.
And so explain what the Urban Wildlife Refuge is going to be.
The main thing here, the thing that I'm most excited about, is it will be a place where young people from the Albuquerque area, from the South Valley, the Northeast Heights, the West Side, can go and have a hands-on interaction with nature. And that has become something that's far too rare for most of our young people today.
You know, a lot of people are concerned about the unemployment rate here in New Mexico. Is this project expected to create some jobs? And if so, how many?
In New Mexico, it's actually phenomenal how many jobs are tied to outdoor recreation and our public lands and our wildlife refuges. And, while I can't give you an exact figure for how many jobs this will mean, if you just look at Socorro and the economic impact that, Bosque del Apache has had on that community, and that's very true for wildlife refuges around the country. So we're hopeful that this will mean good economic opportunities for the South Valley and for Albuquerque, as well as a great chance to get kids outside.
So was there resistance to this project? Why not use this location for a more industrialized development that might really pack in a punch with respect to jobs and economic impact?
Well, I think we can do that too, but not in the River Valley. And that's what makes this so special. There's so little of this river bottom left where you have really productive land. It's within the part of the valley that's irrigated. It has water rights.
So this is part of this America's Great Outdoors initiative to develop a 21st century conservation ethic. What are the characteristics of this conservation ethic?
You know, when I was growing up, I'd go out the back door and I had a world at my fingertips. I could play in ponds and streams and fields and bring home box turtles. A lot of kids today don't have that opportunity. And we need, I think, as we're talking about conservation in the 21st century, we need to make sure that we're creating the next generation of conservationists. And if our kids don't have the opportunity to have that direct connection, they're not gonna value those things 30 years from now. Too much screen time and I think not enough outdoor time is not good for the next generation of New Mexicans. And we're just trying to move that pendulum back a little bit in the other direction.
So Bernalillo County is putting up, I think, $5 million to help buy this land. Who else was involved in making this possible with respect to the buying of the land?
Well, I think that the family first and foremost gets credit for wanting to see this unique place preserved and being patient and working very diligently, not only with the county and the Fish and Wildlife Service, but also the Trust for Public Land was very instrumental in making sure that this was possible. And we're going to be seeking land and water conservation funds to help plug the gap between the $5 million and the value of the property. A number of appraisals have to be done to figure out not only how much is the land worth, but how much are those water rights worth?
In this economic climate, people are generally more concerned with jobs and the economy, making sure that they have enough money to make ends meet. Why is something like this rising onto your priority list?
I think if we don't take advantage of this opportunity now, it won't be there in the future. And if you look back at our history, some of the most challenging times in our history, for example, when, President Lincoln was president and we had the Civil War, and those were the same times that the whole idea of national parks and Yellowstone got off the ground. If you look back at the Great Depression and what FDR was able to do with the Civilian Conservation Corps and with our public lands in the midst of the Great Depression, it makes you realize that, the arc of this country is long, and we have to think about we absolutely should be concentrating on jobs and on recovering this economy. At the same time, we have to protect those things that make New Mexico and the West and this country unique.
Representative Heinrich, thanks for your time this morning.
Great to be here.
Martin Heinrich represents New Mexico's 1st District, which includes Albuquerque's South Valley, where the former Price Dairy Farm will be preserved as a National Urban Wildlife Refuge. For KUNM, I'm Elaine Baumgartel.